Now we're staying in Mozart's world, but moving through music of one of his students, Johann Hummel, and to an extraordinarily talented violist from Portland, Maine. Please welcome 17-year-old Callie Allison Chomsky. Hey, Callie, congratulations. You're a recipient of one of our Jack Kent Cook Young Artist Awards. That's wonderful news.
Thank you very much.
Now, when I was introducing you, I tried to make it sound like we have a really, really good reason to perform Hummel during our Mozart birthday party. But actually, main reason is Mozart didn't write any solo music for the viola.
Nothing for solo viola.
Some really great pieces involving the viola, and he played viola himself, I guess. But so what Hummel are we going to play? Or Fozart, as you refer to it as.
I'm going to play the Hummel Sonata in E-flat major, and the last movement is the Rondo.
Callie Allison Chomsky, 17-year-old violist from Portland, Maine. Nicely done. So what's this? You like spending the nights with slugs?
Yeah,
this is an outdoor, sounds like an outdoor event.
Yeah, I have a friend who lives on an island off of Maine called Peaks Island, and I spend a lot of time in the summer there, and sometimes when we have sleepovers, we sleep outside. So we got our sleeping bags out one night and slept out under the stars, and in the morning I woke up and kind of felt something sticky on my head. And I went inside, I was a little bit panicked, and I looked in the mirror and there was a slug in my hair.
I hate when that happens.
Yeah, me too.
So Peaks Island sounds like the real wilderness experience. you do something in particular every New Year's on Peaks Island.
Every New Year's we go swimming.
I'm sorry, on the main coast, that sounds like it's...
We swim in the ocean. It's a New Year's tradition for the past 4 or 5 years. We've kind of jumped in and jumped out and...
So you're like one of those guys in the Polar Bears Club.
Yeah, it's kind of a rush.
I guess. Wow. Evan, now it's not all slugs and polar bears. You and your friend Sophie founded a very impressive club. I want you to tell everybody about it.
Well, I guess in 2002, after September 11th and after the war had started, we felt like we wanted to do something about that. And we felt like the way that we could reach people was by starting Students for World Awareness, which is a club we started at our high school in order to raise the student body's awareness about world issues and also community issues.
Mm-hmm. So what kinds of things do you guys do?
We had assemblies, we put announcements in, we put up a lot of posters, and have had different focuses every year. One year we focused on world hunger and tried to educate the student body about that. Mm-hmm.
You recently left Portland to study at the Walnut Hill School in Natick, Massachusetts. So how's the club doing? Is Sophie still there?
Amazingly, the club has 30 people, which is an all-time high this year. She's doing a great job running it, and more people keep joining. And we've also put up a leadership program so that next year, when she graduates, that hopefully it will continue to happen.
That's a fantastic thing. Thanks. Now, one thing that changed when you left for Walnut Hill was your relationship with your sister, I guess, younger sister?
Yeah, she's 3 years younger than I am. And she's probably one of my most favorite people in my life. We've been really close as sisters for a while, but in the past year, we've become close as friends, too.